Tonight's the night. And it's going to happen again and again. Has to happen.
Tell me a story.
See, we got blogs, we got podcasts. You know, the information won't stop. It comes in through your head, bleeds out your eyes, and it's all crap. You know? See, you gotta dare for greatness these days to get people's attention. Did I get yours?
Tell me a story.
Dreams die. No. No, no, no. Not by themselves. We kill them.
It's 90% bullshit.
But it's entertaining.
Tell me a story.
What?
Tell me a story.
What?
Not tomorrow, not after breakfast. Now!
The FCC, an appointed body, not elected, answerable only to the president, decided on its own that radio and television were the only two parts of American life not protected by the First Amendment to the Constitution. Why did they decide that? Because they got a letter from a minister in Mississippi.
What's this? Two comedians doing another radio show? This ought to be good.
Conti. The self-loathing, insecure, egomaniac whose gambling issues and creepiness is only overshadowed by his savant-like knowledge of dates and numbers and his keen sense of direction.
I'm a prostitute.
Nothing better than having an old Polish woman jerk you off.
Have you ever been raped by an uncut cock?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, that tickles.
Kenny. A functioning alcoholic whose flair for waffling and fence riding is second to none. A metrosexual who is an emotional tube sock with a touch of brilliance for the obscure.
You know how easy it is to get pants off a guy who's a quadriplegic? I drink all the time. I don't care who it is. If it's a dude or a girl, if somebody starts kissing my neck, sometimes shit happens.
I'm a beautiful disaster.
And I can hear my liver humming. I didn't know I was pregnant.
Shut up!
All this banging talk makes my penis twitch.
Together, they are the Conti and Kenny Show.
Two queers in a room by ourselves.
Here are some more people who ought to be smashed across the face repeatedly with a piece of heavy mining equipment.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
Two guys with regular sized dicks.
Check, please.
The vision is real. The power is real. Weaken. The fear is real. Because they have returned. Because they have returned.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, you're right.
Once again, it's the Conti and Kenny Show, the uncensored version, which is on Monday nights, of course, 7 to whenever we like, on morelikeradio.com. We are broadcasting from the non-pro studios, that's non-productive studios, in Clifton, New Jersey, which has three lovely studios. Two look like they've been taken over by hoarders, but if you need any, if you got to do any type of audio recording or whatever, just Google non-productive or go to non-productive.com and you can get the information and talk to Frank. And it's right on Route 46 in Clifton, New Jersey.
This time slot we call the Whatever Our Heart Desires Radio.
Exactly. Whenever we like. It's if you want to call us tonight, it's because we are live. It is November 3rd. Boy, I can't wait. That's something else to talk about. Can't wait for this dopey election to be over. 240-HI-CNK is the phone number. That's 240-442-2635. And don't forget to check us out every Saturday night at 1 a.m. on the WUFC channel in Boston and also the WILC. But both of all that information is right on Conti and Kenny, right on the front page, ContiandKenny.com.
It's a good show this weekend.
Yeah, we are on from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. And you can also subscribe to our shows on the podcast. Go to Conti and Kenny, or you can just get it on iTunes and subscribe to the shorts also. All right. I think that's enough of the stuff. But you know what? 7:05 and we are ready to go, which doesn't happen too often because we started exactly at 7 o'clock. And we had no glitches, no problems. And so I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good
and
sign.
And we might have the film, the guy, the film, the movie guy, Johnny Massini, the filmmaker, he who was here last week, he might be coming in again later on with a few more pals to do a little bit more, try to get a little bit more footage for this documentary, which is started out about comedy, but now it's just pretty much has turned into a an Otto Peterson kind of
his pen name is Martin Scorsese.
Scorsese, a Jew.
Francis Ford Coca-Cola.
He's from Canada. He'll be in later on. But I got some stuff I got to get. I got to get going on this, okay?
He's Steffen Spielberg.
He's Georgian Romero.
he's Quentin. Forget it. I couldn't think of anything for Tarantino.
He's Alfred Hitchcunt.
Quentin Sorrentino. It's Quentin Sorrentino.
Alfred Hitchcunt, and I got nothing.
That was a good one. Yeah, I stepped on it. I apologize. That was a good one.
All right. So we got Roy Black on crack in the room, and we got Colorado Dickhead.
George Mucus.
George Mucus. That's very funny. All right. I had a pretty messed up weekend.
Yeah, you were telling about you got a story.
Yeah,
I am on Skype. I'm not in studio tonight, but I will be for the next couple of weeks because mm-hmm. Daddy's good now.
Speaking of good, so I had a show Friday and Saturday night at this club out in Pennsylvania, Bristol, Pennsylvania. The Comedy Works, a lot of fun. Friday night was light. It only had about 25 people, but it was Halloween.
Did you work with anybody? Or
this guy, Keith Anthony, and also this girl, Missy G, who's from Delaware. Girl's been doing it a little over a year and hosted her ass off and did a great job.
Were you headlining?
No, I was middling, but I think the second show I did so well that I think he's going to close me next time. He was so excited. And even the guy who headline was like, you should be headlining this place. But Keith Anthony, very, very good comic. Very funny dude, man. Very animated. Just a funny guy on stage. Sounds like DePaulo. He almost sounds like DePaulo, his voice. Not his material, but his voice. And very funny. But anyway.
Yeah.
So we, Friday night, go do the show. We come back home. And Saturday, because it's only about an hour, 15-minute drive. So on our way down Saturday night, we were getting there early. So I was like, you know what? Let's get down there early. We can hang out, and if we have to go anywhere, whatever. I said, there's a casino about 5 miles away.
I fucking knew it.
There's a casino about 5 miles away. I was like, why don't we stop in a casino? Because I told my fiancé, I said, I want to do is this one bet. And so we decided not to go before. She's
Before you even go any farther, when you said Bristol, PA, I'm like, there's got to be a casino in this story.
Of course there's a casino in the story. So, we, my breath smells like mothballs. I hate that. God damn it. My mouth is so dry. Sorry. So, we decide, you know what? We'll do the show first, then we'll go to a casino. I'm like, all right, but it's a late show. It doesn't start till 9:30. Long story, the show went phenomenal.
You wanted to go up there earlier, hit the casino, and then go do the show.
Yeah, because so you don't get stuck there, even though I only wanted to do one thing, okay? But we went, did the show, got the directions. It's 5 miles away. We go to the casino. Now, this is what I wanted to do. I told her, I said, look, I want to play one hand of Let It Ride, okay? And you know the game Let It Ride, right, Kenny?
Sure.
If anybody doesn't know, you basically, I'm not going to get into the details of the game, but you can, I was going to bet $400. I was going to, there's four bets you put up, but if you don't get a good, if you don't get good cards, the worst you can do is lose, you can only lose half of what you put up because you get to pull two bets back. Okay? Easy. I'm not going to get into the details of it, but it's, you basically get three cards and you look at your three cards and then with your three cards and then the dealer puts up two more cards and you use those and you use your best hand. But what happens is if you get a pair of tens or better, you're an automatic winner. All right. So a pair of tens or better, and basically a pair
with, in a three card set
in the three cards. Right. I mean, but that also includes all five. But within the three cards, if you get the 10, you know, the pair of tens, you're automatically a winner. You don't even have to think about it. You don't have to wait to see what he gets because it doesn't matter because you're automatically a winner.
Right.
And what happens is if you get a pair of tens, let's say pair of tens, jacks, queens, kings, or aces, you're automatically a winner and you double your money. You get, so I would put $400 up and I would get $800. I said, this is all I wanted to do. Go there, do one bet, put $400 up. Worst case scenario, we pull $200 back, I give it back to her, and then we leave. That's all I wanted to do. So we go, we're looking for a table, find a table with only two other people on it. Let's sit down. I take the money out, I put it up, and we tell the other people at the table, I said, look, we're on our way home. I just wanted to do this one bet. And they were really cool. They were like, all right, you know.
Well, I was going to ask you, who's sitting at the table? Old Chinese guy or Chinese lady?
No, two regular people. Just regular people. No Asians firing off Marlboros fucking six at a time.
Yeah, yeah, it was very Seinfeld-ish of you.
Just regular people. White people. So
they're not Chinese people.
So they're just sitting there, and they're like, all right, you know, let's go. All right, come on, give them a good hand. Give them a hand, right?
So they're behind you, too, because you're just like, I'm just here for a second.
You don't play against each other. You're all just playing, right. And you're using, and everybody's trying to get the best hand they can. It's an odds game. So he gives me the three cards. I look at the first card. It's a king. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Second card, a two.
Fuck.
Third card, a fucking king.
Ah.
I get a pair of kings. Done. Put my cards down. They call it a no-brainer because you don't have to do nothing. So when it comes to me, I said, my bets are good. I'm good. Nothing else comes up. I get a pair of kings. We get $800. All right, let's get out of here. What does my girlfriend say?
Keep going.
What does my fiance say? She goes, all right, why don't we do this? Why don't you take 200, play, and see what you do? We'll at least walk out of here, make it $200. Okay. So I play a couple hands, right? I'm doing okay. Up and down, I get a couple of decent hands. I get a couple of greens. I give it to her. I give her some greens, right? And I give her I end up giving her the $200. And I still got some coin in front of me. I got $150. So I'm playing for a little bit. Get down to about $45. And I'm like, you know what? I got about one more hand left. And the dealer goes, all right, we're going to stop for a couple of minutes. We just have to do a quick thing with the money, you know? So you know what? I go, fuck it. Let's get out of here. We're good.
Yeah, yeah. Because you normally that's like the death rattle. You're like, all right, things are changing.
Yeah, and plus
let me go to a different table or.
Yeah, or get out.
They change dealers. You're like, all right, let's go.
Yeah. So I'm like, you know what? We got our $800. I got like $45 left. Plus, I think two single chips. Let's get out of here. And so we're walking and my fiance, she is very level headed when it comes to a casino. She has a little gamble in her, but very little. She's more like, all right, come on. So I'm like, all right, you want to go cash this in or you want to just go play a hand of blackjack, whatever. With the $45. She goes, why don't we go to a roulette table and put it on a number? I'm like, I hate roulette. Roulette sucks a dick. I don't like it. It blows. And I do it all the time when I go to a casino and I'm down to my last $10. I'm like, all right,
if I could put the $10 or $15, I'll put it on a number, and if I can hit, I'll end up hitting for like $400. It'll be great. You know, it'll get me back in when I get back to, and it never, ever works, ever. So we're looking for, and it's busy. It's Saturday night. It's midnight, Saturday night. We're looking for a light table. Finally, we see a light table, and we're like, all right, let's go here. And she goes, well, what number are we going to put it on? I'm like, I don't know. She goes, well, we got engaged on the 26th, and that's my birthday to 26. I'm like, then fucking 26, whatever. We're going to fucking lose, and we'll get our $800, and we'll get out of here. So I put my reds, I put on a table. I go, dealer, I go, can you put that on 26, all of it? He goes, 26? I'm like, yep. And he goes, he thought I said 16. I said, no, no, no. He was putting on 16. I go, no, it's 26. He puts it on 26. He spins the wheel. I'm like, all right, honey, you ready to go?
How much you got on there?
$45.
Okay.
On one fucking number. I'm like, all right, let's go. I'll see you later. And I'm about to walk away, and the guy goes, 26. What? He goes, yeah.
Somebody in the chat room just posted a picture of you sleeping with a big stack of cash right next to you.
That was the last time we went to a casino. I think we won some money. No, but, dude, we hit for $1,575.
Nice.
We walked out of there with $2,400. I tipped the guy at the fucking roulette table. I gave him $50. I go, here's two fucking green chips. Take care, buddy. We fucking walked out of there with $2,330 in 45 minutes.
Nice.
It was fucking insane. And that's why that's why I told you before when we were talking about something. I go, yeah, don't worry about it. I got a story. We're good.
That's a bum rush. That's an aggressive fucking move.
It was crazy, dude. I could not believe it hit. That never, and you know what?
Never.
And it was a roulette wheel with a zero and a double zero. One of the worst odds of roulette wheels. They're the worst. If you can find a roulette wheel that doesn't have a zero, you're doing good. But most of them have one zero. This one had a zero and a double zero. So you're not really at a 35 to one. There's two more extra numbers that you're not going to hit on.
Right.
I couldn't believe it, dude. And I was power walking. I felt like Jane Fonda, 1986. I was flying out to the fucking car. I was filled with so much adrenaline.
Jack, let me out of this place.
Yes, I'm getting out of here because we have to get up early to go have breakfast with my family. And I'm like, we're getting out of here, man. And then we went and we celebrated and we got some White Castle. We haven't done that in a while, so
yeah,
we got some White Castle.
Oh, doesn't the food taste so much better after you win?
It was fantastic. It was the greatest White Castle ever.
Oh, breakfast tastes brilliant. It tastes so much sweeter. The egg, it doesn't even matter where you eat. It just tastes so much better when you wake up and you know you got a chunk of, a log of cash in your pocket.
It was fantastic, dude.
That's a good move, man. That's a really good move.
Yeah, it was great.
That's 45 minutes, $2,500.
Most I ever made on a weekend doing comedy, I'll tell you that right now.
I tell you,
my wife, hey, she's a terrible cook.
As soon I knew once, all right, yeah, we won a couple of bucks, and then the rest of the story goes on. I knew. She was like, well, if you feel lucky, if you want to, I'll watch, because I don't want to be the one to lose. You do it, but I'll watch, and maybe we'll just see how it goes. Boom.
Insane.
There you go.
Insane.
You've got your down payment for your next nudist colony retreat.
And we got money for our floors that we're getting put in. But the thing was, oh, God, what are they doing? This is so bad. The picture.
Oh, you're seeing in the chat room, yeah.
Oh, my God. That is awful. That is absolutely awful. But anyway, it was just, it was something, dude. And dude, the thing was is that it was the day we got engaged. And her birthday. She's born on the 26th of February. We got engaged on October 26th. It was like, how fitting. We pick that number, and it hit.
You know what it is?
It's almost the like it's a sick, sick omen.
The crazy part is it was the first number that you reeled off.
First one, dude. That was it. $45.
Normally, if you're like, oh, well, it's a sentimental number, you'll play it a couple of hands. You go, all right, didn't hit. And then you hit it. You're like, oh, shit, it hit. You know,
right. And you'll have like a couple of bucks on it. You got it spread out all over the place.
But that rarely ever happens.
It never happens.
To put it on, to put one down on that number and have it hit, that's a great sign for, I don't know what it means, but I mean,
I don't know what it means either.
It means cash in your pocket, but I don't know, 26. Just got to remember the number 26.
That's going to be the thing, you know? Just 26. It was crazy stuff, dude. So,
well, here it is. What you can tell her is like, well, 26, that could be how many months our engagement lasts because I'm not ready to get married. We got a lot of planning to do, sweetheart. We got to save up money. Let's just call 26 months from now. Oh, you guys are engaged. When you get married? 26 months from now.
26 months from now. Scott's will in the chat. 26, that's your magic number. And you know what? I got to go with that. Yeah. Got to go with the 26.
Whenever I went up to a roulette table and I've hit on it maybe twice. But whenever I go to a roulette table, most of the time it'll just be like I do Hail Mary passes. I'll go, all right, here's $100 on red. $100 on black. If I'm feeling something, as soon as I walk up to the table, I would always go red 34. That would be my thing.
Is that your number?
No. It was just something whenever I was too chicken shit to play roulette, I would walk up there, and as soon as I would get to the table, red 34 would come out. And I wasn't playing. It was just as I was watching, you know, because I'm like, oh, I don't want to spend $10 on a, you know, before I started really gambling. And then I said this red 34. And I've hit red 34 a couple of times only in the midst of the game, not when you first just sit down. But when there's been a couple of times where I'm sitting at the table, I go, I should play red 34. I should just get on this. And then boom, red 34 comes out. I'm like, fuck, I didn't play it. For some reason, red 34 is my nemesis. Because, you know, like it's like when you first walk up to a table and you try to guess the numbers. And you, like when I play roulette, I try to guess. It's like red, black. Red's got to come up.
Yeah, even though
there's a red.
That thing that they put up that shows the past numbers is such a mind fuck.
Exactly.
Because that ball doesn't know anything. The ball is an inanimate object. It has no memory. It's not like it's a person when it's a person on a big huge roulette wheel like the size of like, you know, somebody's house and he's like, "All right, you know, I've landed on red and the black when you land on black it's so much softer. It's not like any it doesn't mean anything." And she even looked at it, and she goes, oh, 26 just came up a little while ago. I'm like, I looked at her and go, the ball has no memory. Because all I wanted to do was get out of there. I'm sitting there going, we're up $400. This is good. Roulette blows. So my attitude was like, all right, let's just go. Roulette, I hate roulette. Let's go. And it just hit. It was just crazy. My friend did it once years ago. I don't know. He put $100 down, and he put it on his brother's birthday. And it fucking hit, and he ended up winning $5,000 that night. He's the same cocksucker that 2 years ago when I was playing Let It Ride at the new casino, Mount Airy, he sits next to me, and he ends up with a straight flush. He won $10,000. My friend Richie is one. He's one lucky bastard.
I have a great story. I don't think I've told it in a while. I told it in full, but there was one time that I went down to see Rickles. It was one of the times that we all went down there. I don't know if you were there this time, but Jamesy was down there with me. Mm-hmm. And we were supposed to meet Rickles. A friend of ours was the VIP. She was like the head of the VIP for the Tropicana. And we go to see Rickles, and she was like, all right, let me try to get you guys to meet Rickles. And we're like, oh, shit, yeah, that'd be great. And it was actually me and James went down. We couldn't go the same night as everybody else. Everybody else had tickets for a different night for Rickles. And this is a couple of years after that, one of the greatest nights of all time. So I'm sitting there, and Rickles is doing it, and I'm going, all right, let's play roulette. And the girl gets off. She gets off work, and she's standing next to me. So I'm like, oh, let me play a little roulette. So I start playing a little roulette, and there's this dude, Matt, that I went to high school with. And I've never seen it before in my entire life, but this cocksucker was going 13 black the entire time. And it was 13 black, 27. He would put 13 black and then put something on black. And then it was black. Then it was 13 black. Then it was something like I've never seen before. It whipped me out of all of my cash. 100% whipped me out of all of my cash. I wasn't going to go to the Mac machine, and I was hungry. So I was with the girl who's with VIP. So afterwards, I'm like, you want to go upstairs and make out? And she's like, yeah, sure. So we go up to the hotel room. Me and her proceed to bang. And then we clean up, and we go downstairs. She takes me to the VIP room, and I ate shrimp. So I basically lost all my money and was hungry. So I had sex with the girl from the VIP, and she got me free buffet.
Fantastic, dude.
Yeah, and yeah, it was good. It was good. Good chow.
Fantastic. Yeah, good chow.
Yeah, can't it was beat good that, chow,
man. You know, you get a little. You know, whatever, and then...
I had a good night. I mean, I saw Rickles. I gambled. We were supposed to meet him, but he was sick. They said he didn't feel well, so I couldn't meet him. Mm. And then me and her were just hanging out. I'm like, oh, shit, I'm out of cash. Let's go. You want to go make out? And then she was like, yeah. So we go up to the room, and she's like, I didn't think it was going to get this far. Butt-ass naked. And I'm like, oh, that's good. Let's go have some shrimp.
Yeah, really. A little sex and some shrimp. Sex and shrimp. Yeah.
And that shrimp cocktail. I had all kinds of good stuff. There was a little mahi-mahi with coconut butter dressing. It was delicious.
Nice.
All for a little Roland's of hay.
I tell you, we had sex last night.
Mm.
Now
I'm getting hot.
Well... And believe me, I'm not bragging, but we how do I say this? Because there could be certain people listening. We partook in you know, a substance that maybe only a few states allow you to do,
sure,
completely legally. And
it also extends the length of the
sure feels like it.
If you gave a sprinkler what the substance you're talking about, the sprinkler would cover two lawns.
Crazy. So last night was probably the best sex we've ever had. At least on my end.
Hold on, Big Scott's will. Kenny's like Fredo Corleone banging cocktail waitresses in a casino. Two at a time.
He's banging cocktail waitresses, eating peeled shrimp. Two at a time.
Michael, you don't come to Vegas and talk to a guy like Mo Green like that. Fredo, if you ever go against the family, again. don't talk to a guy like Mo Green like that.
Somebody threw a fucking peeled shrimp and it went right through your glasses. Fucking knocked you right in the eye. Didn't kill you, but ooh, that smarted.
Oh, yeah, you know, a couple of, I probably came twice and ended a buffet, and it was a good time. She was a great girl. She was really fun.
That's cool, man.
And, yeah, it was good. It was, you know, but anyway, let's get back to your...
dude, I can't explain it, but, you know, listen, I recommend it to everybody, man. Get really blown out and then have sex. It's fantastic.
It brings you, it when you shoot, it brings you back to when you were like 22.
It brings you back. But there was, we were, and I'm not going to be like really descriptive, but there was like, we were in this rhythm where we knew exactly what the other person needed to do to, for both of us to like really feel good at the same time.
Right.
And it was in, oh man, with these horrible pictures.
Mouth whoopee. You got to go in the chat room at morelikeradio.com.
Great. This seahorse, this thing. Ugh.
It looks like something one of your cats growled up.
I'm going to ban guest 408280 just because he's putting horrific pictures up. But yeah, dude, it was amazing. And then, of course, I think you feel that. Because you know how, like, you know, weed will make you, it'll skew you with time. Sure. So I think that's what happens when you're having sex.
So it, everything feels elongated. Everything feels like you're doing it for a really long time. So it just... It blew me away, and
yeah.
I have no idea if it was really that great for her, but I was fucking enjoying myself.
It probably was, but like that's one of the things, man. It'll bring you back, you know, because I used to knock, you know, I could have knocked pigeons off of, like, you know, tree limbs back in the day, and now it's just sort of like. La Brea tar pits where it bubbles and just pours to the side.
Yeah. Oh yeah, dude. Especially when I was in my late 20s and I was getting really jacked up and we were taking Andro Popper.
Androstein. Yes, exactly. It brings you back there, don't it?
And the Androstein. Oh, it was like fucking Missile Command. I was like, pew, pew, pew. I could hit the window across the street. You know, yeah. As long as it wasn't a kid in the window, you know, it'd be kind of weird. But man, that was really, that was some good shit.
It brings you back to that. Yeah. Yeah. And there's Valentine's in the chat room. It's, they took the chocolates out and just put buds of weed in a nice heart shape.
I saw that. Very nice.
But it really is, man. When I first discovered that, the only problem that you have to do is your mouth gets really dry. You have to stop kissing after a while.
yeah, we do.
You have to stop kissing and just get down to brass tacks, so to speak.
Yeah.
Because your mouth is so dry.
Or ass tacks.
But it really it enhances the flight path of sperm tremendously.
Flight path.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, check the black box for the flight path. So, is there anything exciting on your weekend?
No, not too much. I it's Halloween, and I've been at the house kind of hanging out. Saw my nieces in their little outfits, and they were really cute.
Cool.
They were really cute, and of course, I get 17 bowls of candy, and 4 kids show up.
Oh, really?
You know what it is?
I've seen
2 different things. There's been a bunch of people. The kids are not going to their neighborhoods. They now have specific blocks that they go down. I live in Woodbridge. My sister goes to her friend's house in Roselle Park, which is not it's close to Elizabeth. For anyone who's listening, where the Giants play, kind of in that area, northern New Jersey kind of thing. And it looked like fucking Mardi Gras. Because I guess they consolidate them to like one area. And my sister's friend said she had to buy like, you know, $500 worth of candy to supply all these people. There was lines to the doors. And then there's other neighborhoods where people are sitting out there. Me and my neighbors are sitting out there going, I don't know where the kids are. I'm not sure where the kids are. We had a couple of kids. I had maybe 40 kids the whole time.
Well, did you hear – have you heard of trunk or treat?
No.
You don't know what this is?
No, trunk or treat?
Trunk or treat. I think they've been doing it for about 10 years. What they do is they go to like the high school or the middle school parking lots.
My sister posted something about that. I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, what they do is you back your cars up, or you just park your cars and you open the trunk and you have your candy there, and the kids just walk around the parking lot going to different trunks and getting candy. It's terrible.
Yeah, all right.
Terrible.
Let a pedophile have a hatchback and be like, hungry, hungry hippo. And the kid is just like, snatch. Oh, I like this cute little girl. Snatch, bang.
I just think it's just not a good idea because, you know, it's like it takes away from the whole thing. It's like you're supposed to go around your neighborhood or you know, when you get like 9
or
10. The
whole idea is to keep kids from the trunk of a car.
Well, they're all, it's like you're walking around with your kids, you know, so they're just in the trunk, so they're just open, you know. So
just imagine if it was like that kid gone.
That's a terrible
just like
idea.
A trunk, it's like, gone. Eats it like an animal.
It's just, it's awful. It's like, man, like they're trying to do whatever they can to suck any type of organic fun from these children today. And because everything is about getting good grades, because everything is so competitive today. Dude, kids are worried. There are parents that are worried, and kids are worried about what their kindergarten reports say about them, because they're already thinking about trying to get these kids into special schools. And it's like, because I think because in the future, they're looking at it like, look, there's not going to be a lot of jobs in the future. So there is more competition today between these kids than there's ever been. And it's to a point now where, like, it's not about kids having fun anymore. It's about, all right, yeah, they're in kindergarten. They need to get their, their word skills and start to... And it's like, how about kids having fun and having a good time and learning coping skills and having some crisis in their life, like a bully, and let them deal with a bully or teach them how to deal with bullies or whatever. Because they say right now the workforce, the generation that's getting into the workforce right now, they're all just sitting there and they don't understand the workplace because they're being yelled at and they're getting like crap from their managers and people in higher positions. And they're like, well, you know what I mean? Like, why are you yelling? Like, I didn't do anything wrong, because they haven't given these kids a chance to learn any type of coping skills. They can't even walk around and just go, hey, listen, we're going to go walk around for a couple hours and we're going to go have some fun. Yeah. We'll be back at 8. I'm not saying a 5-year-old, but when you're 9 or 10 and you're walking with a pack of kids, it's Halloween. You know, everybody's worried that their kid's going to get abducted. Stop it already.
Yeah, the kids in The Lord of the Flies executed other kids. You know, let them band together. They'll be fine.
It's just, I don't know, man. It's just frightening. It's like, really? You go into a parking lot and walk up to trunks? That's not fun. Fun is going to a house, ringing a bell, wondering what's going to happen. Are you going to, is it going to be somebody? Are you just going to give you nickels? We had one of the people at the end of our block, the guy would give pennies and nickels. We hated him, you know? And you always wonder, like, oh, what are we going to get? Are they going to get something good?
Because they were all Canadian.
Yeah, exactly. We're toonies and loonies. Just horrible, man. Absolutely horrible. Like, you know, it's a shitbag generation anyway, and they're taking every type of fun thing, and everything is about gotta get the best grades, gotta get into school, and it's like you're in second grade. Gives a shit, but yeah. that's what's going on. And I bet you ask your sister that, dude. I'll bet you she'll tell you, be like, yeah, man, there is so much competition right now with these schools for these kids to try to get into the best possible grades so they can get the best possible education, which I'm not saying it, fuck your kids and, fuck them, blah, blah, blah. But, like, there's a bit of a social aspect of this where, hey, you want your kids to go out and experience certain things and go out and meet people and have fun, be a kid. I don't know.
Oh, I know. Absolutely. And one of the things, it happened, it happens at my sister's house. It also happens that, guys that, out of nowhere, they'll call me up from high school and be like, hey, let's hang out and have a beer and then we'll hang out. And all it is when you hang out at someone's house that is married with kids, that is involved with kids with that are in school, that are old enough, 5, 6, 7 years old, 8 years old, 10 years old. When you're hanging out, I'm a single guy with no kids. When you're hanging out with them and you're hanging out with their friends or the people from their neighborhood, all they start talking about is teachers and coaches.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
talk about the politics of the school and the politics of the town. And you're like, I thought we were coming here to get drunk. And all it is, you're talking about Ms. Rosenberg is going for city council.
And let me tell you something. Tonight, I can't wait for this, midterms? These elections to be over, because I am so done with these political commercials, these campaigns. Yeah. Oh, it's pathetic. It's unbelievable. It is such garbage. And the thing is, I don't even blame these people who are making the commercial and these you know, these political, whatever you want to call them, people who help them with their campaigns. It's the dummies that are just still today. It's 2014. Can we all just admit, can we please just admit that it doesn't matter? There's really, except for a few fringe things, in a global thing where you're looking at the whole thing in general, there's really no difference. Because I don't care if there's a Democrat in your as a governor of your state or Republican as a governor of your state, especially these big ones when you're getting talking about senators and governors and the president, it doesn't change shit. Nothing changes. Little things change, but you know what? Shit is going to change anyway. I love when people go, everything's changing. I'm like, no shit, because the world is moving. Time passes. Shit changes. But they seem to think that things are changing because this guy's sitting in this office or this guy's doing this. It's all nonsense. And every one of them, it's like, do you want to vote for Tom, for Bill Maddox? Bill Maddox voted for a bill that allows them to test the nipples of Asian prostitutes at the age of 13. And he doesn't want your kids to ride on a safe bus that has shock absorbers. Do you want Bill Maddox to run in your town? Go fuck yourself. It's yeah. All bullshit, dude.
There's the one ad. It's the guy, he kind of looks like the rapper Drake. And he's like, you know, I've grown up and I've heard a lot of bad things about being gay. And I am gay. And it was tough for me to come out. But my family loves me and loves who I love. That's why my mom, Susan whatever, yeah, is going for city council or whatever it is. Exactly. And she is behind me every single day, and she'll be behind you.
Yeah.
She's behind me because I'm gay, and she's going to get that new park built for you, that new kiddie park and that swimming pool. it's like, what are you going for? You know what I mean? What's your aim in office? You know? And then she comes over and she goes, I approve this message, as she hugs her gay son.
Yeah.
But she's like, but you know what? She's like, let me use my gay son.
Of course.
That'll.
Isn't that so despicable? Like, yeah, just that aspect of it. You know what? I'm going to use my gay son to help and you try to help with my campaign. It's so...
What's funny is I'll give it to the mayor of New York City, Bill de Blasio, where he actually... he had his son full-blown afro. Full-blown afro going, well, you know, there's discrimination and stuff, but my dad, Bill de Blasio, who's a honky white dude, yeah, who's married to a black woman and birthed this guy with a giant afro.
Yeah.
It's like, vote for my dad for mayor.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know, there was a bunch of black people going, yeah, man, that shit, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, Bill de Blasio, I'm going to make another Lenny Kravitz. Don't you want me to be mayor of New York?
Yeah.
No, I don't care.
He should have just put Bill de Blasio. Hey, black people, I'm cool. I like black pussy.
Yeah, and he's a very uber liberal douche. But dude, there are certain things that'll be put in, you know, that get put in place that really doesn't affect your life. And that's the way it always was. And they're talking about, well, you know what? There might be the Republicans might have the House now. Good for you. Who cares? My life isn't going to change. My taxes aren't going to go down none. Or my taxes aren't going to fucking... Nothing is going to help me because Republicans are running the House. Or the Democrats are running the House. The Democrats have been... What? They've been a majority for whatever. And we've had a Democratic president. Nothing's changed. I mean, things have gotten better, but things, oh, when you, the economy, when it dips, it always comes back up, except when it crashed in 2008, it was such a brutal crash. It was worse than the crash in 1929, which completely crippled this country, but because we're stronger, we actually be able to survive. So this recession, everybody said, well, this president didn't do anything. Well, you know what? I don't think this president has anything to do with the fact that things are starting to get better. That's just because that's the natural progression. When things hit rock bottom, it can only go up. And if things start started to go up, but it's taking a long time because we never had a crash like that before. But it doesn't matter. I don't care if McCain would have won in the first one, or if that other fucking guy up in Maine, that other fucking
Romney,
that other Frankenstein with a bolt in his neck, if he would have won, it wouldn't have mattered. The same shit. It's the same stuff. They say the same things over and over again, and they try to paint this other guy as this scary boogeyman, and these guys are great. Now, granted, both parties have their fringe retards where they're really fucking dumb. You know, the conservatives, the Republicans, they have their lunatic fucking Christian freaks, which are pretty much ruined the Republican Party, and the Democrats have their really, really over the top fucking
tree hugging
douchey
bags,
fucking over the top liberal douchebag.
I call them hairy bushers.
Hairy bushers. I like that.
Yeah, they're all a bunch of hairy bushers.
I like that. That's a good Hackensack hairy bushers, like a football team.
The hairy bushers.
The hairy bushers.
They all
I like
the
that.
Hairy bush.
Yeah. But anyway, Roy Black on crack, I prefer to vote for the fringe retards. Well, because they're fun to watch, you know. But, dude, I don't know if you know, but today, the World Trade Center, the Freedom Tower, has now opened for business.
Yes, yes, I saw that. It's 60% occupied. It's 60% leased.
Okay.
And the first company going into it is, son of a bitch. I just saw it. It's 24 floors.
Is it a parachute company?
it's an architectural company.
That's a very funny line.
Yeah, it was. It's really funny. Yeah. They make long ropes. You hang out the window. No, I forget what company it is. I think it's like kind of a real estate company. Anyway, they 24 floors. It's already 60% occupied, and they're just waiting. You know, it's the tallest building in America, and that's good. It's good to see it back. World Trade Center is open now.
And, yeah, I don't see anything happening here.
Not at all. No, not anymore.
No, I mean I couldn't even imagine the protection that building's got.
Anybody who wants to do so, go find something else, because it ain't happening in fucking One World Trade.
Yeah, go ruin whatever's left of Detroit. Go ahead.
Yeah. You want to fuck something up? Go to Williamsburg, Brooklyn. You know, do something there. It ain't happening. One World Trade.
Yep.
And if it does, I'm going to fucking Canada. If anybody lets anything happen to that fucking building, you know what I mean? Whether it's some kind of a radar that is on top of that building.
Right now we're living in it's amazing to say, but we're in a different world than we were in 2001. It's a different world now. This terrorism or whatever you want to, it's a different type of thing now.
Right. That building is a symbol of our area. It's a symbol of America. It's a symbol of the Northeast. It's a symbol of New York and New Jersey and all the people that died. If something happens to that, ooh, boy. It's not going to be like a fucking guy jumping a fence running into the White House, you know, eating dinner.
Yeah.
Like that fucking other guy did. He was eating snacks in the fucking foyer of the White House. Yep. None of that shit happens at my World Trade Center.
Yep. No.
I'll start fucking going ape shit and getting my AR-15s, you fucking cunts. Don't do it.
Yeah. It's not going to happen. I'm not saying that as a naive person. I'm saying that, like, you know, not like that there's never, like, there's no threats. What I'm saying is that there is going to be, like, that place is going to be, like,
there's going to be
guarded, like, you're not going to, you know.
Right. There's going to be tons of threats. Just have the technology to avert them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't let any planes fly into that fucking building. We can't. It's just non. Shoot the motherfucker down before. Well,
it'll never. That whole plane thing will never happen again because, you know, I'm not going to get into it again. But the only reason it worked is because nobody was expecting that. Everybody thought it was just going to be, you know.
Caught us with our pants down. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's all. I mean, you know, the biggest attack on our country ever in the history of America was done as it was a sucker punch, you know, and I'm not saying it wasn't awful, but if you think about it, the best they could do is a sucker punch. Right. And, you know, I'm talking about like schematically, you know, but not right. they did a tremendous amount of damage, and you know, 3,000 people lost their lives.
Al-Qaeda didn't have a navy to invade, like you exactly. know, Lower Baltimore, right. yeah, you know,
exactly. And now with you know with this ISIS, which is the hot topic phrase or button or name. You know, everybody, it's amazing. Everybody's talking about ISIS like they're the biggest threat in the world. And they're like, I don't know. It's like, we didn't hear about ISIS until they put out their fucking selfie, until they put out their viral video. That's all it was. I mean, it was terrible what they're doing, but, you know, that's all this is now. This is the modern way. It's like, hey, remember, you know, 20 years ago when the first Trade Center attack happened? It's like, it would happen in, like, 18 fucking organizations. Like, oh, well, we take credit. They all were taking credit for it. So now it's like, hey, instead, you know, it's basically, it's part of the world we live in. It's like, hey, look at me. So what do? They put on their stupid fucking, you know, their stupid outfits. And they cover their dumb fucking faces, and they behead somebody, and they put it on video, and they put it out there, and now they're the biggest thing in the world. Nobody even heard of ISIS until right. that first video came out.
Here's the thing. Now, this is by no means a political pundit or anything like that, but this is what I think is going to happen. America is doing the airstrikes. What has happened is that they are killing people that they shouldn't because they're involving everybody else. All right. There's two sides to this. One, they're involving everybody else. Yesterday, 2 days ago, Canada just started bombing ISIS things in Iraq. Canada. Now they're involved. The French are involved. The British are involved because they're killing people in countries where countries would be like, oh, well, that's your problem, Middle East.
Right.
Let America fix it. But now they're getting everybody against
them. I like it. We're all coming together, you know?
They're all coming. Here's the thing. There's two sides to this. One,
democracy manifest.
This is democracy manifest. One, they're either going to kick the shit out of ISIS. They're going to have to eventually do ground troops. Or the other side of it, which I don't believe is going to happen. I like the other side where France and Canada and Netherlands and all these guys are like, fuck you, ISIS. We're going to fuck you up. The other side is everybody's in on it now, which means when everybody's in on it means world war. When everybody's involved, oopsie. They might cause a world war because someone will say, someone will say, stop killing them. Don't kill us. Don't kill them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as of right now, Canada's pissed. They're pissed. Canada's pissed. They started dropping bombs. France is pissed for one time. America. Yeah. We'll see if we wiped them out. Like I said, I have no idea. I am not versed in the this political arena. But I think they just go in there, kick their ass, and see what happens. Because they're killing a lot of people, dude. They're killing a lot of people.
There's senseless murders going on at every second of the day, and there's just all this crap going on. But now, because this is the thing that everybody's talking about, and this is the hot topic, so we're watching and seeing everything that they're doing because that's what they want.
How about sending some Ebola blankets over there?
Nice. I like that idea.
How about that, right? Trail of Tears. We gave the Indians smallpox. Let's have one of these fucking Nigerian doctors spooge in a couple of cum rags and send it over there to the ISIS to make flags out of. Yeah, you want... You want to make flags? Here it is. It's Ebola flags. So there might be some collateral damage, but that's worth it.
Yep, exactly.
Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker.
Man, let's get the fuck out of here, man. It's just, I don't know. It just seems that everything now we're just kind of looking at and saying, you know what?
Everything has to get done at this moment, you know, and everything's a crisis. And, you know, sometimes we have to pick and choose what our crisis is. You know, the Ebola thing, absolutely.
Yes. Like
that we needed to take care of that. And I understand. And of course, you know, people blame the president, of course. Yeah. The president gets blamed for everything.
Yeah, well,
did you hear about that one dude that sent the letter to Obama, some shithead from, like, Maryland? He was, like, out on, he went to jail for manslaughter, and he came out, and he's so pissed at the president, and also with the his handling of the Ebola and the economy and all that, he sent a threatening letter that he wanted to cut his head off, and he wanted to stab, I think he said he wanted to stab his wife, and he called him, and the N-word, like, it was a really fucking hateful, fucking dopey ass fucking email.
Bye bye. How much you want to bet he ends up in Guantanamo Bay?
I hope
so. Stick him in that. You want to do that?
You want to be an asshole?
Stick him in that jail.
Exactly. I don't care if it's Bush, Clinton. One thing, you want to bitch and complain about the president, and, you know, that's everybody's right. But when you go threatening, the president, I mean, he's just a dope. Just some dummy who just fucking whatever he sees on the news on probably Fox or
right.
or CNN what, regurgitates it. And, you know, and it's just it's the culture we live today, dude, because everything is right now. It's like, what did I see today? And this right. is what's going on now. And just like you said, like, you know, like when you get your phone, it's like, I need to look at my Facebook now. I want to see that video now. Oh, something's going on. I want to know who's the problem, and I need a scapegoat now. And it's such, it figures that the first time we're really in that type of culture, you know, like when Bush was in office, there were people who had MySpace, and there were a few people with Facebook. And of course, there was the internet, and there were some bloggers, but it's not like it is today, where everybody is getting all of their information and you get to see everybody's dopey ass opinions for everything. Right. So it figures the first time in history when we get that is when we have a black president.
Oh, exactly.
It's fantastic.
Par for the course. And people don't realize it doesn't matter who the a friggin' president is. It doesn't matter.
It's all the same.
It doesn't. So much other shit behind it. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't
this
matter.
Whatever president it is, whether it's a Republican or Democrat, the poor guy just has to go, oh, I don't know.
No. This guy not only is not good for America, but this guy hates America. Read his book. Shut up. Shut up and shut up for another idiots who thought Bush was like fucking Hitler. Shut your face, too. You're all fucking sheep. Shut your fucking mouths. I'm so sick of it. Every time I go on Facebook, so many fucking shitheads, whether it's they hate Christie because of fucking Bridgegate, but because he's a Republican, it's mostly liberals who think he's the worst human being on the planet. But if it's
hold on. The whole Governor Christie thing from New Jersey, for all the people that aren't listening, Governor Christie got a huge bunch of flack where people were saying, oh, he's the Republican. He should be president. He should run for president. You know what he did? He shut one lane down on the George Washington fucking bridge. Okay.
Yeah. As a little to the Fort Lee mayor.
He put cones.
Yeah.
He put cones. He didn't bomb a village in Nigeria and killed all the children.
Yep.
He didn't bomb Baghdad and didn't spread Ebola. And he shut one lane down on the George Washington Bridge
and caused,
on the Jersey side.
Caused a massive traffic. But you know what? We get
one lane.
A traffic jam from between New Jersey and New York. There's a news story.
Orange Cones, he shut one fucking lane down.
But because he's a Republican,
Bridgegate.
People who are Democrats think he's the worst human being on the planet.
Right.
But, and now, in the same thing, people who, dude, it's this. This is how it comes down to. It comes down to this.
There's three lanes in a GWB. You shut down one lane.
It comes down.
And
to
halfway
this.
Through the GW bridge, you gotta take. You gotta go to the right lane to get on the Henry Hudson. So it doesn't even matter if you're driving over the GW and you're not getting off on a Henry Hudson. Stay in the left two lanes. Boom. No cones. You don't even have to worry about it. But now this guy can't be president.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because he was doing emergency potable
because
recovery.
It's like this. Kenny, all right?
It's so stupid.
This is what it is. You have, let's say you have two really tight cousins that you've been friends with. You've been cousins with since you were a kid, right?
Right. But all the right, one cousins with them forever, but close with them since.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. The one is your first cousin,
right?
And that's your cousin by blood. Your mom and his mom are sisters,
right?
And that's
right.
Your cousin. The other cousin is one of those cousins that they're not really your cousin. It's like your cousin, let's say your dad and his brother, his wife and her family. So it's like it's your cousin's cousin through marriage, right?
Sure. Gotcha. Okay. Absolutely. Yeah. I have those. Yeah.
And the thing is, what it is that you have a preference with your blood cousin to your other cousin, right? Mm-hmm. And then your other cousin, you have another cousin who is cousins with that cousin, but they're not really blood cousins with you, okay? So basically, you have two cousins, A and B. You're partial to B, and the other cousin who is you're related to is partial to A because you're blood, okay?
Right.
So what happens is, every time A does something good, who is the cousin you prefer, you're like, did you see what cousin A did? Cousin A is fantastic. But your other cousin will look at cousin A and go, and then when cousin A does something wrong, you're like, yeah, but you know what? He's okay. That's not a big deal. Just because he raped that girl, she was asking for it. Did you see the skirt she was wearing? But when cousin B does something, you're like, can you believe cousin B actually hung up on a girl when he was talking to her? He should be fucking Shanghai. This is what people do. It's so...
That was a long way to go for that, but I got it.
Yeah, it's a really retarded metaphor. I know. I set it up way too much. It's so dumb. Because when it's your people, when it's your party, if you're a fucking person who votes Republican, you can look at all the Republicans, and then when they do something fucked up, you're like, yeah, but... Look what your guy did.
Yeah.
Your guy did this, and this. But then when they do something good, you're like, yeah, but look what my guy does. Dude, it's a joke. We should be not voting at all. We should tell all these people to fuck off. Every last one of them, break down this system and break it down to a very simple, the way it should have been. Without people in it. Let's put robots into our fucking government and let them run it, okay? Because then you won't have lobbyists. Because it's, think about it. There are lobbyists, and this is built in to the foundation of our country. Bribery. Bribery is a part of our government.
Of course.
Part of it. Not, sure. You know, not sneaky, like, hey, listen, buddy, if you, push this legislation through. No, it's like, hey, Senator, how are you? Listen, I represent Kenny's Tree Service fucking corporation. Listen, if you can pass that legislation that allow us to go into the rainforest and chop down all those trees, your kid, right? Your kid's going to college, right? I'll get him a nice cushy job on the board where he comes in 2 or 3 days a week for a couple hours making six figures. How about that, sir?
This is what happens
every moment of our lives.
You're absolutely right. And it goes so much smaller than that. That's why you find all these town councilmen, these city councilmen, the school board, the all of these minor people in your town that get in trouble for corruption is because, well, he might be a dentist. But he's the city councilman, but he's going to give the okay. He's going to okay the contracts to one place, one landscaping company that's going to redo a park. And there might be a couple of parks
involved.
So
take
it's
that
not even,
and you multiply even, that times 100,000.
Exactly.
Into
I was
a,
just
into the big,
that,
huge. The, it's all it is, this, a microcosm of
right,
what
right.
what goes on in D.C.
Right, exactly. What I was going to say is the city councilman, the landscaper guy, will go, hey, Councilman Smith, here's $5,000. Let's have a drink. Here's $5,000. Give me that park deal. I'll do the two parks. And then we'll call it even. Boom. Now, that is the same exact thing. It's like you said, it's a microcosm of what happens in D.C. Mm-hmm. with all the other shit.
Yep.
You know, where 5,000 turns into 5 billion
yep.
or 5 million or 5 billion. Who knows?
It's unbelievable. Oh, in the chat, I want to say hi to Halls.
Halls is there. Yes. Yeah.
Holly from It's the All About Me show, which is on 12 o'clock. Noon on Saturday, and Roy Black on crack. Big Scott Will put a semi-cousin instead of... and then Roy Black on crack. The only country where the debate is so two-sided as in America is Northern Ireland. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a two-sided debate.
Yeah,
that's Catholic and Protestant.
Is it O'Doul's or is it something else? I don't know. All right, you know what? Let's take a quick break. We've been doing over an hour.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
Let's
Absolutely.
Do a quick break, and then we'll come back, and we'll see when, because I think Johnny, our the filmmaker who was here last week, who's doing the documentary about Otto, he should be coming in, and he might be coming in with a few guys, so we might be doing a little Otto powwow, telling some great stories about Otto and filming, so stick
sure.
around. And last week, we were having problems with our system last week. When we were on, like Kenny kept on getting knocked out. You know why, people? We blew out the server. We had so many people listening. We crashed the server. Frank had to go in there and do some sort of finagling and expanding something and making something. All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back. It's the Conti and Kenny Show on morelikeradio.com.
Let's get the fuck out of this country, motherfucker.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48. At adamandeve.com.
Contact the Conti and Kenny Show live by calling 240-HI-C&K. What the hell is that for a phone number? That's 240-442-2635. Or you can still use the old Skype address thing, name, whatever it's called, NPN Studios. That's NPN's Studios, all one, and yeah, it's a complete load of rubbish. They never answer the phone anyway, and when they do, all they do is take a piss. Wankers.
Hey, smokers, you stink! I'm not talking about your character, that's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Hey, man, when you need to look your finest, what do?
Well, I grab my favorite t-shirt, of course.
You know, I just knew you were going to say that, and I was going to ask, have you ever checked out T-Fury?
I think so. That's the website with the new t-shirt every day, right?
That's the one. At tfury.com, there's a brand new t-shirt design every day, and each one lasts for only 24 hours, then it's gone forever.
So it's tea today, gone tomorrow?
Exactly.
That's a lot of t-shirts. Where do they all come from?
Well, each design is submitted by a freelance artist, so no two are exactly alike. And the best part? All these tees feature nothing but nerd references. Whether it's movies, TV shows, video games, cartoons, comics, or culture, they're all awesome. And get this, each tee is just 11 bucks.
Dude, it looks like I need to update my wardrobe. What's that website again?
Just use tinyurl.com/MLRTees. That's tinyurl.com/MLRTEES. Each limited edition tee lasts for only 24 hours, so get over there before time runs out.
Check out today's T-Fury design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTees.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Conti and Kenny Show would like to pay homage to one of the most innovative presidents in American history, William H. Taft.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope that when a president's in there, he can really get stuff done. The powers that be don't control everything.
There's no more Roosevelts or anything. There's no more. There's no more JFKs. You know what I mean?
Not even
JFK. Like, I lie
because he's the fucking party machine.
Yeah, he was. He was.
He took money from everybody.
And who is this?
Taft. He was a fat fuck.
Oh, Taft, right.
He just took money from corporations.
Did he really?
Yeah. And
brought hookers underneath the building.
Well, there's nothing wrong with
and
that.
And that's the man used to, that we used need. To call, and he used to make the Lincoln Room the Tafter Party. Yeah. And they'd be doing, you know, unregulated cocaine back in, you know.
He made up the first morning Tafter pill.
He had an opiate shop. With an abortion clinic and something.
morning Tafter pill.
The Conte and Kenny Show.
Saturday's Noon East. Join Halls and Rorschach as they bring you the news you need to get you through your weekend.
Ali, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, Ali, I'm outside right now. It's really blowing hard out here.
Sounds like it. Where are you at? Are you in Antarctica?
Wait a minute, Ali. I see somebody coming toward me. There's a man coming toward me. Hold on a second. What are you doing in my yard? I'm getting too old for this shit. I just want to say that this snowstorm is a bunch of fucking bullshit out here. I'm going to let you go back in the house, Rorschach, because the sound effect is about to run out.
Hey guys, it's Halls from It's All About Me. Join Rorschach and myself every Saturday from noon to 2 Eastern Time right here on More Like Radio.
The Conte and Kenny Show.
I just got a text message from Dave Ingram.
Oh, really?
Yep. You know, Kenny once told me the best thing about fucking 45-year-olds was that there's 40 of them. Your boy, Pip.
Oh, he sends me little jokes, too, now. He's like at work. He's just like, me and him would text back and forth or something like that, and then after that, he just sends me little jokes.
That's the master, Dave Ingram, from Metal Breakfast Radio. Great podcast. Go to metalbreakfastradio.com.
Great pal, too.
And check out their podcast. It's such a unique podcast. It's so different than any other podcast you've ever heard that you should definitely check it out.
The Conte and Kenny Show.
It's just so easy to manipulate young kids.
Yeah. The Conti and Kenny Show.
Listen to this. This is just amazing. This was like 1973.
Who's that, Queen?
Nah, this is Black Sabbath. No, you know what? Queen had some great riffs too, man. Queen had some heavy stuff, man.
Yeah, and they had some great sniffs too.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. But you're listening, of course, to the Conti and Kenny Show. At 9 o'clock, if you're listening live at 9, the Bob Levy Show will be on, which I will go into my Star Trek thing and molecularate into dust and then reappear down at this Bob Levy studio.
Dude, I got to tell you, honest, somebody this this weekend when I was working... I was working for Mastodon.
Okay, the band, yep.
Yeah, the band Mastodon. And I was talking to one of the stagehands.
Right.
And it was in the afternoon. And once you unload the stuff and you start hooking up the drums and the guitars mm-hmm. or whatever, the guitar tech, we have like a smoking area out in the back of the venue. And it was a weed fest. Holy, every single one of them were high as shit at like literally like 12:30 in the afternoon. The whole place stunk because you have the doors open. So if you smoke outside, you smell cigarettes and just weed. And the one dude, I asked him, I was like, the guitar, I'm like, how, you know, you guys been on tour a while? He's like, yeah, we've been on tour a while. And I'm like, all right, so you guys know how to load in and the whole thing. He's like, yeah, it's all regimented now, and we're fine. He actually said the word regimented.
No way.
He used your word, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's great.
I don't know if he was stoned, and I don't know if it's a real word, but he used regimented.
Yeah. Somebody in the chat room, see if the word regimented is a real word. I think I made it up. But
you totally made it up, but he used it. And I was like, regimated? I didn't say anything, but in my mind I'm going, oh.
Does he use the does he listen to the show?
Yeah. Oh, they were high as shit. They were fucking high. It's funny too. This one guy I worked with for the first time, this guy, Tony, and he's an old road dog. He used to do stand up back in the 80s.
Really?
And we got
did
to
he
talking.
Wear a skinny tie?
He was one of those Brooklyn dudes. You know, he's got like that really thick Jersey mm-hmm. Brooklyn accent. And he said, "Yeah, I worked. We used to go to Yuck Yucks, and I opened up for Bob Nelson and stuff." And he was telling some of the stories. And I was like, all right, he was a comic back in, you know, late 80s, early 90s. But he's been a stagehand for many, many years. So Mastodon, I don't know them, you know. I've heard of them, but I've never worked for them before. And they were on Letterman like last week. So he goes, dude, he goes, listen, he goes, just get as much swag as you can. You fucking sell it on eBay and you fucking make half your rent. I go, what do you mean? He goes, all this shit, drumsticks and picks and all that stuff, settlers grab that shit. Normally they tell us don't do that, you know, you can't do that, you know. And when the people, you know, when you're on stage and you're unlocking the stuff and people are like, give me a thing, you have to go, you have to ask the band, because you can't feed the fish, because otherwise it's a feeding frenzy, you know. And sometimes a lot of the bands don't like you to give their shit out, you know.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, they'll even ask, you know, some guitar player, they're like, can I have his water? Can I have his water bottle? And it'd be a water bottle on top of an amplifier. And they just want it because he put his lips on it. It's fucking weird. But want it. So anyway, this guy, Tony, I see him and it's done. Grand finale. Boom, boom, boom. House lights come on. He goes up and there's this stack of fucking guitar picks, and I see him and he just chucks them right in his pocket. He's walking, he grabs in a set list right in his pocket.
Really?
He just went through and grabbed all their shit. Yeah, so after the show he's like, here man, here's take two of these, sell them on eBay, you make a couple of bucks, you make like 12-13 bucks a piece.
Nice. Look at you.
Like, what am I going to do with a Mastodon pic?
Yeah, exactly.
So if anybody in the chat room is a fan of Mastodon, do something funny for us, and I'll send you Mastodon pics. How about that?
That's great, Kenny. Way to go. caller number 6 at 240.
Yeah.
Hi, CNK gets a Mastodon pic.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Actually, I think I've gotten blown by a few girls who had a pic that looked like a Mastodon. So,
or they just looked like a Mastodon.
Yeah. That's got nothing to do with race. Looks like there's a Regimate. Let's see. They got Wiktionary. Verb, Italian. It's coming from second person plural present indicative of Regimar.
Sounds delicious.
But what is this? Verb, Regimate. All right, it doesn't have the meaning yet. All right, discussion. So it's
a verb. Is it English, though? Is it English or is it
The hell is that?
Oh, so that was my back brace.
Oh.
I was readjusting.
I thought you were eating fucking Pringles or something.
I'm readjusting my...
What are you, filming a Lay's commercial? What the hell's going on there?
No, it's when you take the panties off a Mastodon girl. Yeah, this is what it sounds like.
It's the size
like
of a back brace.
this is what it sounds like when you're trying to find the clit on a hairy bush. This also sounds like Jeffrey Dahmer's asshole in prison.
He's getting crunched. He's getting crunched on the fucking bottom bunk. Regimar means to regulate. It's to regulate in plural. The fuck out of here.
Regimated.
So regulate.
Regulate in plural.
No, but regimare means to regulate. I said regimate.
Regimate, yeah. It's very regimated.
I just don't think it's a real word. I just think I'm dope.
That high as shit guitar tech said it was. He's like, yeah, no, it's very regimated now. We got it all locked, we know where everything goes. It's very regimated.
Yeah, I feel like Archie Bunker every time I say that word. But, M-A-T-E-D. I've never actually stopped to look at it. Did you mean regimate? Yes. All right. So I did. Example. No, that's regiment. I didn't mean regiment. Regimate. No, I don't think there is reg. No. Regimated or regimate. Let me see. Regulate. Regulate, regimes, nothing, dude. Oh, wait, regiment, nope. Regimated, nope, I made up a fucking word. I think it could be a word, though.
There's some sort of a derivative, if that's a word, too, of regimented. He said it, and I fucking thought it was awesome.
Regimented, no. See, I said
regimated, yeah, not regimented. Regimented is like, boom, boom, boom. But it's regimated. Yeah.
4 years. And this is fucking exciting stuff. Go fuck yourself. Jer, he's funny. So you were, that's weird. And that dude said regimate.
Yeah, yeah. Here's a son of 4 years who lives in Vancouver. This is the sound. This is the sound of his balls pulling off his leg after he's ice fishing. Yeah, now I gotta readjust. Sorry.
You're a fucking old man, dude. That's so funny.
I know. It's preventative maintenance.
See, this is the shit right here. This is what they're talking about. And, of course, I have to pick. There we go. See, this is Regulate by Warren G.
Yes, and Regulators was the band Billy the Kid. They were called the Regulators.
Oh, okay.
Regulators. That's my that was the, you know, it was Billy the Kid and his band of people were called the Regulators.
Oh, the Regulators.
That's fucking pretty cool, ain't it?
Yeah.
Billy the Kid and yeah, we're the Regulators.
Yeah.
Regulators.
Yay, Regulators.
Did you see the size of that chicken?
That was from the movie.
Do you know what song they're using, right? You don't know the song, do you, Ken?
Yeah, yeah, no, it's whatchamacallit?
Dude, you of anybody should know who this is.
I totally know who it is. It's like a, it's not a Barry White, it's a, now I'm switching my mind back into freak mode. If you won't skirt, sit back and observe. I just left a gang of over there on the curb. Now they got the freaks, and that's a known fact. Before I got jacked, I was on the side.
Kenny, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, my name's Brent, just Michael McDonald.
Yeah, you saw. Come on.
That's right, you're right.
Of course, Kenny, this is your guy. Okay. Amazing, he took this song and then he turned it into Regulate, and it's still kind of a smooth song, but yeah, they're talking about jacking people up and banging chicks, but it's done very smooth, you know. Yeah, it's like, we're gonna let my gat explode, and he's like singing it, like, you know, like he's talking about just fucking spraying his gun everywhere.
Yeah, what did he say? But let my gat explode.
Gonna let my gat explode. And then at the end, when he's talking about picking up the chicks, and he goes, we're going to take them to the Main Street Hotel. It's just funny, man. I can't believe it. This is all came from this song, dude. This is your guy.
I'm moving back and forth in my seat like fucking Ray Charles. Hold it from the soul that he
said it from. Gonna let my gat explode. I'm here to regulate.
When I got my gat, I won't go down to the park anymore. Cause I got my shit. Oh yeah, baby, get your ass back in the house. You ain't shit.
I couldn't do it. I could absolutely do this if I had fucking turntables. Absolutely do this. It's too easy. It's the same song, but it's just hilarious, dude. I'm getting jacked. I'm getting raped. song is real smooth, though.
It'd be funny if Michael McDonald rapped, where he would just go, "I'm getting raped. I'm not going down to the escape. I want to tell you that I want to rape. What did I tell you?" He couldn't rap. What's his regular voice? Like, "Hey, man, how's it going?"
Yeah, I don't know what Michael McDonald sounds like when he's not singing.
He just keeps talking alone.
Like, what would Michael McDonald sound like if he was calling up Domino's for, like, a pizza?
"Hello, Domino's. Can I get a pizza in blue? Make it extra cheese and lots of peppers.
Yeah, can I have your address?"
30 minutes, soda, sir, full street. Why do they fuck me?
Sir, can I have your address, please?
It's 2740
Boulevard,
it's
okay.
It's a haunted, sir.
All right, that'll be 12.
Make a left by the hotel. It's in the back. I'll have to stop.
Yes, would you like any soda or any other snacks?
Soda
with that
would be just fine. Bring some plates, cause I got some friends. And some napkins, cause I don't have them here. Make sure I order wings and bring buffalo. Cause I want some blue cheese too.
Oh my god, man. That's
the guy calls, "Mr. McDonald, I'm outside. I can't find your house."
Oh, dude, they don't even do that anymore. The Chinese place, they call up. They call us every time they pull up to the house. "We're here. We're coming up now." Like, they don't want to wait 2 seconds to ring the bell. They want us to be ready.
"I'm outside here on the porch. I'm flashing my light so you can't see me. Is that you in the Toyota Corolla? Right up the road, flash your lights so I know. And it's me, sitting here on the porch. Flashing my lights so you can see me now. I'm hungry.
Easy peasy, Japanese.
Oh my god. All right.
It's been 40 minutes. I ain't calling no more. You should just come up and knock on my door.
Screw you guys, I'm getting
him. On my porch, flashing my lights.
Oi.
Ooh.
Oh, god damn, dude. All right, let's just stop it. That's enough. I've had enough. Where is it? Here we go. Right. I keep forgetting. We're not in love.
I keep standing on my porch waiting for him. He's standing on his porch all alone.
All right. That's enough. I think we've milked that enough. Oh, my God. That was so dumb. That was so mind-numbingly dumb. And it was actually very funny.
I wish there was a camera on me, because I was, every time I sung, I was back and forth like Ray Charles, sitting in my little chair.
White Ass Brent. I didn't even see White Ass Brent in the chat. Damn, 4 years. Michael McDonald sounds like Pee Wee Herman in his resting voice. Sounds like Scott's Will in the chat. Sounds like he got it caught in your zipper. Kenny needs to go and paint his fingers and toes with some lead paint and then go swimming. Mildly mean thing to say, White Ass Brent. Oh, my God. Oh, 4 years. I keep forgetting. I never ordered any food.
I keep forgetting. I never ordered any food. I keep forgetting. Never ordered. I keep forgetting. Never ordered any food. Oh, yeah. Never ordered food tonight. I keep forgetting. Never order any food.
White ass Brent, man. What's going on, bro? Our online producer. He usually gets in around 8 or 8:30. Wow, dude, that was really dumb and very funny. Really dumb and very funny. Do you want to? You know what? I don't think those guys are coming. Do you want to hear a little Dave Ingram audio?
Yeah, let's do it, man. Absolutely.
Only a little bit of it. We're not going to do too much. Basically, while I'm getting it, Dave Ingram, we're doing the AM show, which is in Boston and the other station, and so we have to have all of. We wanted to have some clean stuff of. You know, somebody saying, you know, you're listening to the Conti and Kenny show with Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels.
It's a terrestrial hour.
And so. Welcome back, and you're listening to, and welcome to the show. So he made three of them, one with no effects, then one with reverb, and one with reverb and minor echo. And for each one, I think it was two different things. One is welcome to the Conti and Kenny show, and he did like three, then he did three of you're listening to, and then three of welcome back. So I'll just do one, and the file name is JCKM because it's Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels. So let's just listen to the, and we're just going to listen to the first one. It's only like 2 minutes. Here we go.
Right, let's get this show on the road.
Is that Ingram?
That's him. Did that? Yes.
I didn't even know he did that.
You didn't know that was him? That's him. That's him getting his voice warmed up.
Right, let's get this show on the road.
I thought you just found that clip from somebody doing it. I didn't know.
Oh,
that
you thought
Dave.
Somebody was like doing like Popeye or something?
Yeah, no, that's Ingram. I thought it was I don't know, somebody like on your like one of you guys you work with on your voicemail, like Paul Lynn or something.
No, that's
I didn't know that was Ingram. That's great.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah, so we have that.
Right, let's get this show on the road.
All right, so now he's doing...
Welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show, starring Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels.
Pretty good, right?
Not bad.
Welcome
4 years
to the Conti and Kenny Show, starring Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels. Welcome to the Conti and Kenny Show. Starring Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels. JC and KM. Sounds like a brand of lube. You're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show with Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels.
It gets good, dude. Here it comes.
You're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show with Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels. You're listening to the Conti and Kenny Show with Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels. That last one was somewhat dramatic. Welcome back to the Conti and Kenny Show, where we've sold out for terrestrial. Oh, no, shit, that's wrong. Sorry. Try again.
It's funny you said we sold out for. Listen.
We've sold out for terrestrial. Oh, no, shit, that's wrong. It was somewhat dramatic.
Here we go. Let her hear it. He's fucking funny.
Welcome back to the Conti and Kenny Show, where we've sold out for terrestrial. Oh, no, shit, that's wrong. Sorry. Try again.
I don't know if there's anything.
Welcome back. Oh, fuck, that was too loud. Welcome back to the Conti and Kenny Show with Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels.
Like, he has to do.
Welcome back to the Conti and Kenny Show with Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels.
Like, all I asked him was just, I gave him the three things to say.
Welcome back to the Conti and Kenny Show with Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels. That was so happy it sounded fucking gay. Welcome back to the Conti and Kenny Show with Joe Conti and Kenny Michaels. Starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. Nigger, not, you know.
It's... Dude, it's like,
right.
That's funny. That's funny. Joe, do you have any of our outtakes?
Hold on.
Do you remember any of our outtakes from...
you know.
Hold on. I don't know what he says here.
Right. That should do it. Fucking hope so. I feel like a right twat doing this. Sounds like one and all.
I feel like a right twat.
I feel like a rat twat.
Dude. Well, I'm going to the fridge. Fuck this.
Go into the fridge.
Where's the beer?
Yeah, so all I asked him was just to do like these three lines, and he does three or four of each one with the different effects. I think it's the same clip. It's just the other one has effects in it, so we don't have to listen to the other ones. But
yeah,
and he takes all this time to do that for us, and we do nothing for him. Nothing.
That's true.
We do nothing for him.
Do you have do you have any outtakes of us doing stuff? It probably might take you a little while to find.
Well, I'm actually in this work. It's called the work folder. So it's
there's a work folder for this show.
Yeah. All this like audio and stuff. But I don't. What the hell is kitten and vagina? What does that mean?
That's what it's called?
That's what... It's 17 minutes long.
Play it for a second. Just start... Play the beginning of it.
All right, let's see. Hold on.
I wanted to bring up that we got another kitty cat.
Yeah. All right. Bev, Joe's girl. Okay. You live together.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, maybe you have to go back and like.
Yeah, I think that's like. I don't know of any. I got an untitled auto voicemail. I can't listen to that. You'd back. Yeah, I don't see any.
Okay. All right. Maybe we'll look at it later on, and have some outtakes for all the stuff that we've had to read.
Ooh. You want to do this real quick?
Oi!
I found the old Joe Conti Show intro. You want to hear that?
Sure. Why not?
How much of a douche I was. There's probably a lot of people who definitely were not listening.
Yeah.
Danish.
Hold on. Let me ask. Do you guys want to hear?
Well, you don't have to actually type it.
Oh, yeah, because I'm saying
You're
it.
You're saying it. Like a
I
right
do that all
twat.
Time.
Yeah, they're saying he sounds
I keep
like that.
Forgetting if I order food. Sorry. I'll just go back to that. That's my callback.
Yeah, we could play. You want to hear? I don't even remember what the intro was.
The intro was probably pretty good.
It was probably more fucking dramatic, and it was all about me, so I'm sure it was just a self-absorbed. Fucking over the top intro. What are they saying? Are they saying yes?
I didn't write it.
Hey, douchebags, you guys want to hear it? See what this sounds like? You guys want to hear the intro? Yes or no? Yays or nays?
You know what? Just play it. They'll like it.
They probably will. It's probably embarrassing. It's going to be embarrassing fucking... All right, here we go.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh, right. I remember this. This is Judas Priest, Nostradamus. It's very, very dramatic.
Four years said fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. Here we go. Yeah, I remember this. And the reason why I use this... I don't know why I thought this...
White S. Brent says yes.
Never
and,
broke my will.
Scott's, yeah. We're good.
Never broke my will because I'm strong. They won't justify condemnation. I will survive. So I think this is me saying, all right, here we go. This is me. I could do this myself.
I will survive.
Here we go.
Pass
Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
Oh, boy.
And now, at center, a dropout from Lake Hiawatha Community College. At 5'7 on his tippy toes, towering Joe Conte.
Well, you'll certainly be in my prayers tonight. And I'll be praying you get nut cancer.
Okay.
I have a gag reflex.
You are gay.
Yes!
You're a good-looking man. Very pretty. Real soft, delicate features. They're real feminine. Tuck your sack back.
Oh, my God. Tuck your sack back.
You got a Hummer from the tranny, didn't you?
Oh, baby.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Stupid. A person below normal intelligence.
Did you ever take a dump and you feel like you just slept for 12 hours?
Yes!
We know there were some bad boys.
Joe, don't touch that!
This guy's fucking creepy, man. Look at him.
Why don't you go fuck a sheep or your sister or yourself?
Huzzah!
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
The Joe Conte Show.
Oh, my God. Oh, what a great intro I had, though.
Yeah, Porteous says, oh, no, this is bad. Ha, ha.
The music's
Brent
great.
Says, oh, God, this is bad, mostly only because Frank is on it. 4 years says, right now my ball sack is making that ripping sound.
Dude.
Big Scott's ha-ha nut cancer.
Conti's a big fan of long intros.
Kenny needs to find the intro for Juvenile Fingers. Oh, Big Arizona Ridge.
I could probably find that in here.
Yeah, it should be there. Conti is a big fan of long intros. There should be a Juvenile Frequency. It should be the intro there.
Yeah, there should. Let's see. I'm digging the music. This is fantastic. Libraries. Let's see. Juvenile. I wonder if I look up Juvenile.
Maybe just go on a show. Is there a show?
Like look up one of the Juvenile Frequency shows?
Yeah.
In the
archives.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. Did Juvenile Frequency have its own website?
It was comedy. The comedy scene.
Oh. I love this fucking music I got for his intro. It's awesome. All right, here we go. Conte Kenny Show.
Just to guess, it's going to be bashing me the entire intro. That's what I'm just thinking.
Let's see if we can find... I feel like I'm doing the show. Let's see. Podcast, the Conte Kenny Show, categories. Let me see. Let's see, about, register, and maybe if somebody else finds it before me, let's see, what other shows here, podcasts, I think that's, I don't see any other ones.
Nothing on the comedy scene, there should be, when you go on comedy scene, there's Puppies and Sunshine, there's the Joe Conte Show, there's Juvenile Frequency.
Nile...
See if we just
kind of Google it, Juvenile Frequency on Twitter. Here we go, iTunes podcast. Let's see. Here we go. Let's just.
Big Scott says he's right. A lot of the old shows on Comedy Scene didn't play. Yeah, he's right. Let's see what you got. Let's see what you come up with.
Let's see. I don't want to view in iTunes. How do I do this? Let's see. Juvenile Frequency on Twitter. Feeding Frequency. Come on now. Anybody in the chat find anything?
No, they're just talking back and forth. Yeah.
Oop, excuse me. There's got to be a...
Yeah, the old Puppies and Sunshine stuff plays. Big Scott's Will says, yeah. Those are good shows, too. Yeah, yes. The Puppies and Sunshine stuff is awesome. Yes, thank you, pal. 4 years said that. Yeah, it really amazing stuff. I'm so glad we fucking captured at least some a kind of a bit. Time capsule.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, exactly.
Good see. 6-7 hours of hanging out with our pal.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, if you can't find it, you know what? Don't. Let's not go. Let's not go nuts.
I know.
I would lie. I'd like to.
Station IDs done. Nothing. Originals. Nothing. There's got. It's probably somewhere. If I would have known.
4 years. Just you guys have an online archive someplace. Shit, I have to find it. We don't have an archive someplace, but we used Podomatic for years. We used Podomatic for a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. And there's tons of stuff on Podomatic that we just have to figure out to get. I don't know if you have to subscribe to Podomatic or whatever to get the content, but there is a ton of old shows on Podomatic. That was our first place that we started posting the shows back in, I would say, 2006, 7, somewhere around there.
Probably like 2006 because we were doing it in 2005, but we were just putting it on the website.
Right.
And then we found Podomatic, you know, because when we were doing it, there was no such thing as a podcast yet. And so then they started coming out with the podcast thing and we were like, oh, we could put this on Podomatic because we were just putting the link in the on the website at the time.
Oh, hold on. Big Scott's Will just put in, they are indeed, Kenny. I love them. Big Scott's, I'm asking you a question. Are they on Pod? There's White Ass Brent. There's nothing on Podomatic, I'm willing to bet. That site is shit now. It's shit. But Big Scott's, where did you find it? I'm asking Big Scott's, where did he find this stuff? Yeah, the one Big Scott's, the one I would love to find was the XM Puppies and Sunshine. It's up there. It's somewhere in the intraweb. I think it's on not an ONA, but a derivative of that, of one of those sites that you can find it. I've listened to that one before.
Oh yeah,
yeah. But the Podomatic stuff, man. Podomatic. Even if there's so much material. There's thousands of hours. There's 1,000 hours of really good and awful Conti and Kenny material out there somewhere. But anyway.
Tons. Ooh, it still shows Conti and Kenny and Cluster F Radio on cringehumor.net. How funny is that? Is that weird?
Yeah. No, absolutely.
It's still on there. There's nothing. Wow. All right. Sorry.
Yeah, Big Scott. So the comedy scene has a couple of things, yeah. But you know what? We're gonna figure this out. We're going to find a bunch of stuff.
That'd be great.
You know what we should just do is I should just download our first CD and our second CD and just – and the third CD and just listen to it. You guys can have it for your listening pleasure. And just to hear the first one, it's so – oh man, all it is it's funny jokes and then a bunch of dudes just laughing.
Oh, I got all of them downloaded. I can have them here and we could do them next week.
Absolutely, let's do it.
The first one, because the first one was so raw.
Yes.
But there was some funny stuff, but we were terrible because we just laughed and laughed and laughed.
It was is one funny thing and then laughing. You know what? Let's do that. Let's plan that for next week, maybe. Okay. We'll do a couple of clips from our first CD ever. From what was our first one released? 2006?
Yeah.
2006.
Yep. 2006. And we were doing it almost a year when we put that one out. I think it was September of 2006 because the second one, there was on one of the clips, it was you on September. We happened to be doing a show on September 11th, 2006, and that was the second CD. So it was, we had already done the first one. So it was, yeah, man, God damn. Long time, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just heard you slap your gums. Get a drink of water.
No, that was actually me drinking water.
Oh, that was drinking water.
I'm not okay, Gary Delabate. I'm not that chapped up.
Oh, hold on. I have to check my vagina out. She's good. She's
all
good.
Right. You're all Velcroed up. All right.
She's good.
That's good. It's too bad. Too bad I couldn't find. Because wait a minute. Let me look on the. I'm just looking on a new folder. Let me see. New uploads. Loud Idiots. I'm just saying because there's a lot of stuff on the. What do you call it?
You know, we never did. We never talked to Richard Quinn to get our stuff from his computers.
Yeah.
That's what we got to do. That's where it is right there. Our old studio up in Nyack. Oh boy, where there's some shows. I was on cocaine. There's some shows that we were all hammered drunk. There was, you know, guys whipping their dicks out. There was girls with tits. We used to do the show in a little theater, and it was just us, and we'd hang out in the bar downstairs. Oh boy, there was a lot of good times there. A lot of good times.
Yeah, there were people getting jerked off in the other. There was just weird stuff going on.
Yeah, I had sex 3 times in that studio, in the bathroom.
Nice.
Yeah, 3 different women. Yeah,
three different, huh?
Yep, three different.
Good for you.
That was a good time.
Good for you.
That's son. When we had a lot of heat on us.
Did we?
The heat is on.
Did we?
Ow! The heat is on.
Did we?
Yeah.
I don't think we did. I don't think we had a lot of heat on us, Kenny. You were just sitting too close to the fucking lamp. All right, it's not on.
Kenny was in love with the Asian boy calendar in the bathroom. Yes, there was the Asian boy calendar, right? There was an Asian calendar.
In the bathroom? In the
Bathroom when I would take a piss and it was an Asian boy. I think I remember this.
Who said that?
Fucking Brent.
Oh, wow.
There was the calendar in a bathroom, right? And yes, it was babies. It was a Chinese menu or fucking...
Go ahead.
With naked babies. I think it was a Chinese menu with naked babies. I remember that. Holy shit, I remember that.
Big Scott's Will, he's like, I feel like there was an orgy and I got invited to the party... to the after party for sandwiches because he's being told about all this fucked up shit we did.
Yeah, he got invited for breakfast.
He said there was Puppies of Sunshine 4 years said Cool Rider is the funniest one I can remember off the top of my head, but there were times where you guys were Cool Rider. The difference between that is that I have Cool Rider. I got it here.
That one you have. Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
Four years. I remember when Kenny got the riot gear out. Yes, that's when we were doing it was kind of a road show in studio. And I went and did a bunch of cocaine. And I came out with a riot hat, a riot helmet, it was in a theater, so the cape that I had was a real deal Dracula cape, and I'd done cocaine, and I did so much that I got back on air and I couldn't speak. because I was hammered drunk and I just walked out in a riot helmet.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah, he looked like I don't know. I really can't figure out. You looked like a giant bug that was going a ride on a motorcycle. I think that's what you looked like.
The show was going on. I disappear and I just went.
Me and Gaffney end up doing the rest of the show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you guys did the rest of the show because I was doing cocaine and I just went through the... There was just a bunch of shit hanging, so I'm like, give me a helmet. I just grabbed it off the rack of this fucking playhouse.
Well, if we can... If you remember...
It's gonna have to be a motorcycle. Good idea. Invest in a cycle.
You remember this, right, Kenny?
Yes. I mean, this is a true story.
This is fantastic. You know what? There's two aspects of this. It's the aspect of me loving the movie Grease 2, which sucks.
Yeah.
And you telling the fucking great Cool Rider Kenny story. I mean,
totally true.
It just... This song, this bit, could be the quintessential Conti and Kenny bit. It's everything. It's me with me putting together a long ass fucking dude. I put this together. It's we're a minute into it yet. We haven't even gotten to the bit yet.
Yeah, the intro is like a minute and a half
all right,
long.
Here we go.
Anyway, there's a higher field, which is the men's ball field, and right next to it is the trails, and then down below is the girls' softball field, right? But it also has the JV team, so it had a mound in the middle of the field.
This is a great
so show. I'm with all my friends, and I'm going to be the tough guy. So I got my helmet on, and I got my lime green pook with the banana seat moped. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to ride straight through their fucking practice. Because it's the girls, it's our same age. You know, they're 14, 15 years old. So now, you're talking from the girls' softball field to the woods is about 300 yards.
So you are
so
humming.
Straight
you
out of the woods.
You are humming from the woods.
Straight out of the woods. You hear, I got it pinned. And now for about 6 minutes, the coach can hear me coming. And you can see me
like
barreling through the grass.
It's like that scene in Austin Powers when the fucking big cement flattener was coming to that one dude. And he's just screaming. And it's coming at like 1.2 miles an hour.
You can just see me go. So now
what they do is they finish up the inning. They get something to drink. They're waiting for, the other team's like, you know what? We'll take the field. We'll get a couple outs out before Dopey gets to the fucking pitcher's mound.
So I got my bike helmet, my racing helmet, my poog, and I'm flying. Finally, when I get towards like left field, and I'm coming through the outfield where the fence would be. There was no fence in the softball field, but right about the outfield, they stopped the practice. So I'm still pinned.
Oh, this isn't a game. This is practice.
No, this is a girls' softball practice. Right? I get to shortstop, right? And I figure instead of just going through the infield, I'm going to jump the mound in front of all these girls. I'm doing about 26 miles an hour. I'm going to jump this fucking mound. So I'm by where the shortstop is. I still got it pinned. The coach is now by the batters away from the mound. There's nobody on the mound. I hit the mound. I go about 18 feet in the fucking air. I land it and then completely spill. The fucking moped goes flying and I end up by the bench on the first base side. The whole fucking team comes running over to coach and he's like, are you all right, man? Are you all right? Because it was a bad head-over-head spill. I'm like, I'm fine, I'm fine, I'm fine. And I had my helmet on. I was hoping nobody knew who it was. And I just fucking went, whack, whack, whack.
You like the kid in Bad News Bears if you would have spilled
it. I just tried to get out of there as fast as possible.
Now, Brian wants to know if you're wearing a pink half shirt.
Holy shit, man.
Oh, that was a classic
fucking
one.
Fucking Kenny, man.
It's a fucking cool true story.
Dude, there's some fucked up shit, man. We have the deaf kid from Brazil doing the Iron Maiden, Aces High.
Yeah, that's another
with
one,
doing the karaoke, and you just fucking going off and doing your impression of him.
Can you find the one with the Progeria kid, the rapper, Progeria rapper?
Oh, that's on the that's
is one. That on the best of CD?
Yeah. when I hear it, I fucking cringe. It is so unbelievably cringe, cringe-inducing, dude. It's amazing.
Is it for good for listeners to hear it or not?
Oh my god, it's fantastic!
Really is.
Oh, it's fucking brutal.
I think I did a pretty good impression.
Oh my god, yeah, dude, you were doing the. I don't even know if no, we don't have
yeah,
it here.
Yeah, the progerious.
But I can definitely get that.
Let's do that for next week. Let's do a little retrospective. How about that?
Yeah.
Next week, let's do a little retrospective on our best of CDs, and I'll be in studio, 100% guaranteed, because I got some cold cuts.
Let's see.
I got some cold cuts today, ladies.
let me see. 4 years, cold cut. That fucking commercial.
Waiting for the mailman. The mailman brought me some cold cuts.
Some cold cuts. 4 years. I love it. The heat is on, and Kenny says, and there were naked babies. Isolate that. Kenny had a, quote, sweet spot where he was just high enough to be hilarious, but then he'd turn a corner. 4 years said, I downloaded on the day, and I nearly pissed myself at work. People kept asking me, what are you laughing at? I'm like, you wouldn't get it. And the deaf guy, he remembers the deaf guy, too.
Wow. Oh, sure. Yeah. Deaf guy we've played before. We've never, ever again played the Progeria kid, the Progeria rapper.
Oh, yeah.
We've never played that on the air.
No. Big Scott's Will, me and Fiona were talking about this. You know the guy Craterface from Grease 1 and 2? First film was in the 50s, and the second film early 60s. Didn't he have anything better to do than harass school kids? You know which one I'm talking about, right?
Of course,
Balmudo.
Yeah.
Do you know that dude was gay?
He raced Kaniki. No.
Yeah, in real life. That guy died in the 80s. He died of AIDS.
Craterface died. Well, he had AIDS in the 50s.
No,
then,
no.
No, Craterface, he was gay. He was the badass in racing Kaniki with the fucking Grease Lightning.
Yeah, he's a gay dude. Yeah.
He was gay?
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? He's doing musical theater.
Of course. When are you ever surprised when an actor comes out gay? Can we all pass this?
Why should I be so stupid to think that every gay guy has great skin?
Well, because he played like a, you know, because his character was such a, you know, the tough guy who's, like he says, you know, and but to harass school kids.
Well, you know, why should I just assume that all gay kids have porcelain faces?
Exactly.
No, gay guys, no, it's some of them have acne and ulcerative colitis, and they have things, you know, gay people get just as much diseases as we do and some others if they're not careful.
Yeah. Oh man.
Oh man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Everyone needs to subscribe to Brick Stone's YouTube page this week. His Archie Black web series, episode one, releases tomorrow. Actually, I think it released today. But just look for Brick Stone and subscribe to Dave, of course, his, what do you call it, his YouTube page. Oh, and Fiona. Yeah, I figured that was your Mrs. Scott's Will. I figured it wasn't Fiona Apple. I figured you probably I see. I don't know. Big Rich in Arizona is not being released as a movie. I don't know. I'm not sure what this episode one thing is. I don't know.
Yeah, it takes a little time.
So I'm not sure what's going on with that. So
he might have not gotten the movie kind of a thing, but he might split it up into a web series.
Yeah,
you know, of like a you know, every week different part of Archie Black. But you know what? Let's talk to Dave next week.
Okay.
You know, we'll have him call up and tell him what he thinks.
Yeah, it's very funny, man. It's a really funny fucking flick. And so we went down memory lane a little bit tonight, Kenny.
Yeah. I think we should next week. Just a couple of little things. And you know what? It's gonna cringe. That first best of CD. Oh. Especially when I do the Bill Cosby. Oh my god. It's like, we were laughing so unbelievably hard. It makes my skin crawl because you're like, well, hey, isn't there a guy, Mr. Walken, aren't you? Or something. I'm doing an impression. Oh, my Lord. I think, yeah, we got to put it on air.
What the hell? I'm looking at this thing. It's like audio and like voicemail and stuff. There's like Dave Ingram voicemail, Kenny voicemail passive, Kenny voicemail. I don't remember any of this.
Play something.
What do you want to play? You want to play?
Play mine. See what it says.
All right, let's see.
You're digging in the computer. This is good.
Probably about one. Hold on. Here we go.
Hey, JoJo, it's me. It's probably about one in the morning on Tuesday. I know you're sleeping, but I'm watching Woodbridge Idol, and it's all the high school students from Woodbridge Township or whatever, and Joe Fernandez. Joe Fernandez is fucking awesome. Production-wise, it looks like they do interviews afterwards, and there's all kinds of, like, big screens background, and I was texting Joe. I probably woke him up, but I had to tell him. I go, the talent is just like high school kids, like, singing off-key. But he makes it look like a fucking...
It's like 5 years ago.
...brilliant show. They're awful. It's great. I can't stop watching it, but...
All right, check another one.
Let's see. There's Dave Ingram. It just says Dave Ingram. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
All right, so it's just Dave Ingram saying fuck off. Then there's Dave Ingram voicemail.
Hey, Joseph Conti, it's Dave Ingram here, phoning from Denmark on my mobile, on my cell phone, so I won't be on for long. Just wanted to say happy birthday, Governor. I was going to try and prank call you, but the technical difficulties cropped up, and basically I was buggered. Anyway, you had a bloody good birthday, mate, and I'll speak to you real soon. Chin-chin.
Oh, look at that.
Chin-chin and pip-pip.
Chin chin pip pip. Calls me governor. That's fucking awesome.
He calls me governor. This, you know what? And Beverly always reminds me. She goes, you know, there's a guy who's really, really kind of famous in Europe, who like calls you, and really like, you know, likes us. I'm like, yeah, I know. Fart audio final. I think this is the one where I was. Remember the one where I was playing it and I thought I was recording her snoring, and then I farted.
Hold on. White Esperant, I got a Google alert this morning that our buddy Steve Sindoni released a new video on YouTube last night. I haven't watched it yet, but I know it's some crazy JFK conspiracy shit. Woo.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, in 4 years. And I also love the bit where you'd play You Gamble Hall at Guinea Cock. I want my tapes. You remember that?
Yeah,
I want my tapes. I gotta find that fucking
Johnny O.
Because that's a voicemail, and we made it into that song. I don't know if you remember, we made like a dance mix of it. You Gamble Hall a Guinea Cock. Oh my god, 4 years. If you find that, please let me know. Send me a message. You know, on Facebook, because we're pals. I should put the CDs up on Mediafire. Yeah, you know what? We should do that. You know what? Maybe can we just put them up there as like clips, as like a Conti and Kenny thing? Where like, you know what? I gotta talk to Big Ass Rich on the side, and we'll maybe he could help me out with that. Give me an idea of what we could do with that, because that was some pretty funny shit. Oh, it's more conspiracy shit with that fucking Sindoni.
I don't know. I'm trying to check it out myself. Steven Sindoni versus Federal Bureau of Investigation 2 years ago. No, that's 2 years ago.
What's his Middle Breakfast Radio intro? Hold on.
Have a drink with us?
Can you stand unaided?
Have you been drinking?
Yes.
Exterminate!
Oh, okay. This is Dave's.
That's Dave with the Doctor Who.
It's all Dustin intro, Hoffman.
Yeah.
Dave Ingram Show.
My name is David Ingram, and each and every week I'm joined by
me.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to his podcast one day, and they always do, like, you know, an intro, and in the intro, he always says, "Hey, I'm Dave Ingram," and he always makes some sort of weird thing, and he cracked me up.
My name is David Ingram, and each and every week I'm joined by
me.
Twat the Impossible Dave.
Just made me laugh. God damn, man. Unbelievable. I could just go through all this shit and look at, and then this voicemail. My mother, remember my mother telling the joke, the voicemail.
Yeah, listen absolutely. To this.
Hi, George, your mother. It's 9:30 and it's Tuesday morning. I just want to know how you're doing, and that's Beverly's mom. Call me when you have a chance, okay? I know you're busy, buddy. Mm. Listen, this mother and a son. They were walking in the store.
Was right
about
into
6
the joke.
Years old, the kid. And the mother said, "Don't do this, don't do this, don't do that." He said, "Mom, if you don't stop, I'm going to tell Grandma that you were kissing Daddy's penis last night."
This is a joke.
Ha, 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 ha,
ha. Ha, 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 ha.
Call me, son.
Yeah, yeah. What the fuck is wrong with that woman?
I forgot about that
you
one.
Forgot
play,
about
play,
that one.
Play,
huh?
Play again.
Now, the only thing she says about Beverly's mom is because Beverly's mom was sick at the time. And then she passed away a couple months later, but that's the only thing you wouldn't understand about it. But yeah, this is my psychotic mother.
Right. Hi, George, your mother. It's 9:30.
It's always about
it's
her.
Tuesday morning. I just want to know how you're doing, mm-hmm. and that's Beverly's mom.
Yeah.
Call me when you have a chance, okay? I know you're busy, buddy.
Yeah, I'm sure I am.
Listen, this mother and a son, they were walking in the store. He was about 6 years old, the kid. And the mother said, "Don't do this, don't do this, don't do that." He said, "Mom, if you don't stop, I'm going to tell Grandma that you were kissing Daddy's penis last night." Ha, 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 ha. Call me, son.
Of course.
That's it. That's it.
Just a fucking lunatic. An absolute crazy person.
Oh, my God. That's brilliant.
Yeah. You got to put that in the intro, probably.
I hope,
right?
Joseph, I hope you're okay. Okay,
yeah.
Listen.
Oh, by the way, here's a joke for you. Call me because I need you to do something for me.
And no, she doesn't go, boom, boom, boom.
No.
She just goes, ha, 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 ha. I'm going to tell you. She's a kissing Daddy's penis.
Daddy's a penis last night.
Oh, my God, that's funny.
Just an absolute disaster. She's a wreck. It's just sponsors and all this stuff.
Yeah, I think next week we should dig in the crates a little bit. I think people will like that. If we bring some old stuff that they haven't heard.
Yeah, there's,
as I say, digging in the crates just for one segment.
Oh, I think this is the hold on. I think this might be the remix. Hold on, when I did a hold on, let me hear. Here we go. Here's the voicemail. This is the famous voicemail. I was doing this with prehistoric equipment. By the way, I could do this now and it would be fantastic. But you'll hear the voicemail in the beginning. This was Johnny O. leaving me a voicemail. This was March, I think, of 2006 or 2007, where he was in my car and he left a 45 or a cassette tape and a frame of some sort, right? And he left it in my car. And I told him I would be there over the weekend. I told him I'd probably stop by Saturday or Sunday. But on Sunday, I called him, or I was going to go by Monday, right? And I get a voicemail from him, and this is what he says.
What, did you do a gig where you found two cockroaches in the same kitchen and you had to make a bet? Listen, you fucking gambleholic cock motherfucker. I want the goddamn frames, and I want the goddamn tape. It's only been fucking a week and a half since you told me you were going to drop it off. Get your fucking head out of here, you gambleholic giddy cock! You gambleholic giddy cock!
So then I turned it into. So I made it into a remix. This was done so prehistoric, I could have had it mixed.
What'd you do a gig
Here we go.
You found two cockroaches in the same kitchen, and you had to make a bet. Listen, you fucking gambleholic cock motherfucker. I want the goddamn frames, and I want the goddamn tape. It's only been fucking a week and a half since you told me you were going to drop it off. Get your fucking ass! You gambleholic giddy cock!
God, it's great!
Holy shit.
I can redo this and make this perfect. Oh my God.
Big Scott said it should be a ringtone.
I even added some other stuff to it. Here we go. Might as well listen to it. It's fucking great.
You gambleholic giddy cock! You gambleholic giddy cock!
You hear the anger in his voice?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had it for 2 days.
What'd you do, a gig where you found two cockroaches in the same kitchen?
You realize that, right?
You
find two cockroaches in a kitchen.
And you had to make a bet. It doesn't make any sense.
Two cockroaches racing in the kitchen. Get your fucking head out of your ass, you gambleholic guinea cock.
Get your head out of your ass.
Your boyfriend. Oh my God! I made other one. I made another one too with more sound effects in it. It's fucking funny, man. But he said, "Would you do a? Would you do a gig? What did, said something about would you do a gig where you were in the kitchen with two cockroaches? I think it make no sense at all.
Yeah. Would you find two cockroaches in the kitchen and make a bet?
Yeah.
You gambleholic guinea cock! Get your head out of your ass!
Yeah, wait. You're right.
I want my frames!
Would you do a gig where you found two cockroaches in the same kitchen and you had to make a bet? Listen, you fucking gambleholic cock motherfucker. I want my goddamn frames, and I want the goddamn tape. It's only been fucking a week and a half since you told me you were going to drop it off. Get your fucking head!
That's my friend. That's my friend leaving me a voicemail saying, can you bring the stuff over that I left in your car? And he's screaming at me like
I want my frames.
Yeah, like I John listed his family and left them for dead. He's a lunatic.
Oh, man, that's brilliant.
We need to find the voicemail itself, though. Without this, I don't have it. Although I might, maybe I, if I put this in Adobe Edition, maybe I might be able to.
We got to find that when Miyu Otto, Johnny O, you were driving Johnny O's car where it's lightning out. He's like, "Where am I? And what's happening?" And I'm like, "It's a lightning storm." He's like, "Where am I?"
Oh yeah.
You're like, "You're in your car. Who's driving?" Joe's driving. Why is he driving my car? Where am I?
Oh, no. Johnny O was supposed to come do the show today, actually, but his car was getting worked on, so he couldn't get in tonight. Or he might actually do the AM show this Saturday.
Sure. Yep. Oh, that'd be great.
If we're going to have our first person coming in, because we've done three shows so far. On the Saturday, the AM censored show, and we've only been me and you. If we're going to have somebody in, it's got to be Johnny O to be the first one, you know?
Or we can have a chick, and we can, forget it. Stop. No, I was going to do a joke. But a
Johnny
a
joke?
All yeah. Right. It was either that or Michael McDonald. I never order food at dinner, no. Sorry.
All right.
That's my callback.
All right, what do you think?
Yeah, man, we did a half an hour over.
Almost, right?
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Thank you, everybody. You guys in the chat tonight, you guys fucking killed it, man. Scott's Will, 4 years. Fucking, of course, White Ass Brain, our producer. Big Rich in Arizona.
Hals was in there. And
yeah, thank you, guys. You guys are fucking, you guys are the best. You guys may not be really good people, but you're good listeners, okay?
Yeah.
thank you, guys. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you're listening to the show for the first time. And we're on every Monday night from 7 to 10. The show, like the show's Facebook page, Conti and Kenny, okay? And also, follow me on Twitter. I'm at Joe Conti Comic. Kenny is at Kenny Michaels 5. The show is at CNK Show. And also, follow Brent at White Ass Brent. And that's it. And also, don't forget the Bob Levy Show is coming up. So go to RevBobLevy.com to get all the links.
10 o'clock in Boston and on the same stations. You can check us out in Boston and D.C.
Yep.
On Saturday nights, 1 to 2 a.m.
1 to 2 a.m. And if you don't know the links, or the links are right on ContiandKenny.com.
Just go to ContiandKenny.com.
It's the same links that Bob's show is on. We're doing the same show. And thank you, man. I guess that's it.
Yeah, it was a good show, man. That was fun.
That was good, man.
We're going to have to dig into crates for next Monday.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. You guys fucking rule. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Big Rich in the chat. Up next, Lustin. Oh, wait. Never mind.
That's
you guys
are
dicks, man. All right, man. Kenny, I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later on, brother.
All right, man. Thank you, guys. We're out of here. And we'll see you.
See you on Saturday and next
Saturday
week.
Night. Peace.
Boy.
Minute, hey, you know what?
5 minutes.
Hey.
5 minutes.
Hang on a second.
What a fool believes.
Hang on a second. Kenny. Yeah. Kenny, I got an idea. What if we, because everybody knows we pre-record the Saturday show, right? They all know that. What if we do like a secret type of show where when we record the show, which is probably Thursday, we let some people know, and maybe we'll broadcast it live just on Conti and Kenny, and we can have the little chat room, and they can be part of the show.
Absolutely.
What do you think, huh? All right.
Yes.
So we will let you guys know when we will be doing the show. All right.
Oh, that'd be a little secret little thing.
Yeah, it'd be kind of cool. Most likely you're talking about Thursday afternoon to Thursday evening. Somewhere in that time is when we're going to come in to record it, and maybe we'll
somewhere probably before and equal into drive time on your way home in the Eastern Standard Daylight Time. Mm. But and for all the people that don't know that we're doing this magical thing, they'll be fools, because what a fool believes
All right, goodbye.
No, JoJo, don't go yet. Don't go yet.
What?
No, I think it's going to be awesome. I'm sorry. I think it'd be really cool.
You stopped me to say you think it's going to be awesome?
Yeah, it'd be really cool.
All right, goodbye. Love you guys. We'll see you maybe Thursday.
That's maybe Thursday, yeah.
We'll send out some broadcasts through the Conti and Kenny Twitter and Conti and Kenny Facebook.
4 years says he's on the West Coast. Well, just about 1 o'clock.
Yeah, maybe. Probably in the afternoon.
Maybe, we'll see.
The chat room will be PG. You could say whatever you like. We just won't be able to say everything.
Exactly.
All right.
We'll edit on the fly.
Yep, we'll edit on the fly. Don't listen to Cousin Joe. Listen to Conti and Kenny. It's causing a problem, Big Rich. All right.
We're not on the same time as Cousin Joe. Don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Because, no, we'll be done before Cousin Joe's show. He's talking about Thursday.
Yeah. We'll be done way before.
Okay. Yeah, and then you guys can actually listen to it and listen to yourselves. Maybe if you call in, and you can call in, maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be fun. Have listeners call in.
Maybe, yeah.
But here's the thing. It will only be them. No one else is allowed to. It will only be our listeners.
We wouldn't even tell people to call in. We would just put it in the chat so they would just call in.
Yes, and it's a mystery. Fuck, it would be just us. It'd be just our people.
Yeah.
On terrestrial radio, on Saturday nights, D.C., Boston, Virginia, in Canada, and can you even hear it in Jersey? I think that'd be pretty cool. I'm psyched for that one. That'd be really cool.
4 years says I have some special pictures of Conti Kenny stickers around Portland. Nice.
Oh, nice.
That'd be cool. You got to send them, bro. All right. Let's get out of here.
All right, JoJo. Yeah.
All right, man. We'll see you guys later. And take care.
Bye.
See you next week.